right now going on around me.
If anything happens, I'd love to hear it.
We actually several
for the purpose of starting off a protest against the camping ban, police harassment, to decriminalize homelessness. There are a lot of people gathered around, and a lot of them have a lot of things to say, so let them say it.
Well, we were here, we put a lot of time and effort in to try to decriminalize homelessness.
Apparently not getting real far because no one seems to want to listen to the problem. Which are many and solutions are few. This Independence Day, we hope to change a lot of things here in Santa Cruz and throughout America. So far since I've been in Santa Cruz, I've been discriminated against several ways. I've tried to get a host on several places and I've been arrested 7 times for various sleeping
crimes.
Which I don't feel is really a crime.
The crime is when the cops come in and arrest you for doing something with natural body function.
I don't know. Do we have much of the table?
Some people may want housing. Free to travel around the country as I will.
There's got to be somebody up at our table sometime too today.
And the question is what are we doing here today? Okay, well, this is, first of all, we're having a good breakfast here today. Compliments of Sandy and looks like Food Not Bones, Ginger Snap George, and we're going to have a bunch of good meals here today. And we're here at San Lorenzo Park. And I see you're holding up my flyer. Come out of hibernation and sleep with the homeless in Santa Cruz, California this July 4th, made by art designer Cynthia Bruner. Well, the whole point of this, of course, is to challenge the Santa Cruz City sleeping ban, which, as most everybody here knows, makes it illegal to sleep outside after the hour 11 o'clock at night. So for a lot of people, that means they have to worry about policemen waking them up and hassling them. May mean tickets for some, and may mean arrests for others. It means a number of barbaric intrusions on the people's privacy just because they don't have a house and they have nowhere to sleep. Big cities, you don't find this to be the case. People are not arrested for sleeping. Although, they're planning to sweep the parks up in San Francisco, primarily because, of course, it's regarded as an eyesore by the more yuppie element of San Francisco, rather than provide real estate. They want to provide some appearance services in the cosmetic front. Of course, homeless people don't go with the cosmetic front. Anyway, here we're going to have a march. We're going to have bands. We're going to have people milling about having a good time. We're going to have interviewers like yourself. Whose version of reality, indeed? So in other words, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Notice why this is called a Congress.
Well, it's
California
called,
Homeless Congress.
It was intended to bring people from different parts of California together who are homeless. And they ever show up, then that's what's going to happen. Right now the buses haven't shown up yet, but we're hoping they'll arrive soon. It's not like a national congress where every borough and town is represented, but there are going to be a lot of people represented here and a lot of different stories. And hey, you're going to have a field day with that mic.
Just leave the interview around.
Huh?
Oh yeah, the cruisers. You want to say something?
Sure.
You feel like saying something about why you're here?
Well, I came to see anyone that's open there. Find a job, get a part of a normal citizen in this town. I've been oppressed by the police. Talk to city council.
I'm hoping that the protest today can get a lot accomplished.
Hopefully it won't be. Thank you, man. Glad to have you here. recognize me or
lobby for some public support.
The people of San Jose.
Yeah, the ones they move down the river.
Yeah, right.
We wake up and there is a problem.
Right. Norman, you still like talking?
Still do. Right. I got another thing to take to Wanamaker.
What are you doing here today?
Well,
what's going on?
Well, but anyway, number one, I think you should have restrooms on every corner of downtown mall. That is the first priority. Because after hours on the mall, and no bathroom. That's number one priority. Number two, where are the homeless going to sleep after hours? Where are the homeless going to eat? They got to have a place to eat, a place to take showers. They got to have an honesty to make a homeless people happy people in Santa Cruz. And all over the country, the same thing. Homeless is everywhere. I've been there and I saw it. And the government ever wakes up in Santa Cruz, they will know what's going on here. And it's about time they wake up and help all people right here in the United States. Don't worry what's going on all over the world in the Africa. Worry about the old people first at home. That's our first priority.
Right.
Here in Santa Cruz, all over the world. Worry about the old people. Don't let the old people starve again. That's against the Constitution.
I hear you. All right. Would you like saying something?
Yep.
Okay. It's all right. These tapes are going to the people, the homeless tapes. They're not for me. They're not for the city. They're not for me. They're for somebody. Huh?
I guess I could say something. That being.
See, what are you doing here today?
I'm just representing civil act of conscious objection concerning the State of the Union and breach of our liberties, you know. I'm trying to get back to center with the basic right to life as an identity of naturalization. And I believe that there, you know, I mean, I've been living outside since 1982, and I feel that the idea of homelessness is valid in the sense that we need an identity. I don't believe in being homeless, because New York is my home. I just believe that people have the right to transient, migrate, and just to basically make safe and lawful use of public land, you know. They don't have any other more, you know, limited means or whatever. I have a hard time with the idea that people should not be allowed to have some of the basic privileges of their That's all I'm trying to do is act as representative of our civil liberties as valid.
Right. You consider it like a right to...
Human right, constitutional right. It's basically the fact that people want to be migrant and to be transient and to give up certain comforts that this place has got to be what it is anyhow. People are willing to give up what they had to get something, to make something out of nothing, you know. It's the reason why we have anything at all. So it seems kind of silly that they'd want to take that away. And say that we're wrong for being migrant, we're wrong for being transient, we're wrong for being either without or in the not yet having established the fact that we all are in the fact we have yet to establish the means of where we can maintain our solidarity.
All right. Video is here.
Yeah, we said just get some
what he was doing. He actually got to start.
So why are you here today?
Well, I'm here because I think that the powers that be in this country, namely the police, the sheriffs, the FBI, the law enforcement, are really cracking down, and repression is happening more and more right now. And I'm an Earth Firster and an animal liberation activist, and I'm getting it right now. And I feel a lot of solidarity with the homeless because of that. and I want to support them. I also feel like in this town, there's a great majority of us that are really close to homelessness. I mean, if I lost my job, I'd be out in the street, because most of us are renters, we're poor, we don't have any money, and we're all in the same boat. I'm also working a business downtown, and we've been getting these little memos from the Downtown Association and from Sergeant whatever his stupid name is, the guy that beat the shit out of that guy, and he's a Nazi. I mean, they need to be stopped. We have to stop them, because I was here 5 and 6 years ago when there was troll busting going on, and it's sick. It's totally sick, and it has to be stopped, so that's why I'm here.
You want to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on?
Well, I'm here first to have fun.
All right.
And second, just to show people that, you know, we can get together and do things. Things will come together without us needing any help or interference from the government. Right? We can do what we need to do without having anyone messing with our stuff. You know? Basically, like freedom of, it's like Independence Day, so we can be independent. You know? So we don't need checks. You know, so we can just do whatever we want to. And I believe each of us has a right to like sleep on the earth and, you know, to live on the earth. And as long as we don't claim it and say you can't come here, then we haven't, you know, you can't buy the earth, you know.
It's like sharing.
Yeah, we gotta learn to share.
Alright. Would you like to say a few words about why you're here? What's going on?
Yeah, why I'm here is the 4th of July. Supposed to be Independent Day, and what I'm speaking out more for Independent Day is to have more homes, more shelters, more the things to help homeless people. And this is an epidemic we're having in this country right now, and they are denying more American people of their freedom, and they're isolating people. And this country is in a hell of a shape. Bad
yeah,
shape.
They're isolating people.
Yeah.
Yeah? Right. I hear you.
Well, like, you know, they try to pass laws, like in San Jose, and they run a bunch of homeless people out from under the bridge. Starting tomorrow in San Francisco, they're using the same tactics. What they're doing is getting city council to vote in certain laws and using the police department as ruthless people to come in and just run the people out. You know, when they're supposed to be helping American people to find places to live and get medical treatment and different things.
Yeah.
All right. And that's one reason I like to speak and speak up.
Right.
And I thank you for your time.
All right. Well, would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on here today?
Well, hopefully to change the law of the camping ban, and at least to see solidarity and support from people all over California. It looks like we're starting to get a big crowd here. I hope that it changes or make people aware of the unjust laws that's in this city and other cities around, because a lot of homeless people, you know, are getting the shaft. I mean, what they're doing is they're making people criminals because they don't have anywhere to sleep. And what they're doing is they're making all these laws, and they're even wanting to make them stiffer. And they're wanting all the homeless people out of the city. So if you leave one city and you go to another city, you get kicked out of there. So you keep going. So we're going to have to stop. We're going to have to start fighting back. So that's what we're here for, and I hope it's successful.
All right. So why are you here today, and what's going on with you today?
See, I'm here because this is homeless. This is sad. I'm from LA, and it's worse in LA, but the police aren't anything like they are here.
Yeah.
It's total, excuse the expression, bullshit.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Police down there, you flip them off, they'll flip you back off with a smile. They don't care if you sleep in the street.
Yeah.
This is bullshit, straight up.
Yeah.
There's no use for it.
Right on. How long have you been up here?
I've been up here for 2.5, almost 3 months now.
Uh-huh. All right. And it's worse here than in L.A.? Is that what you're telling us?
Being homeless, it is.
All right. There are people that say that this place should be called Santa Claus for the homeless because everybody wants to come here. You're saying that's not true?
It's not. It's not good for the homeless here. No.
Because of the sleeping van?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because of the fucking police. Fuck the sleeping van.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, babe.
You did, I know.
Yeah. I've got a car. I've been so mad with that before. What I want to know is
what you want. My problem is my table is on the bottom of the food.
You'd like to say a few words about why you're here today and what's going on?
Sure. I want to give my support to the homeless. My hope and prayer is that Santa Cruz people will open their hearts and have compassion and help people to find homes and food and jobs.
Thank you. Would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on here today?
Oh, wow. Sometimes words are very inadequate. I'm here because I love my brothers and sisters. And I'm here because I see light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is getting brighter and bigger. And I'm here because being one of the homeless, I learned what it was to be my brother's keeper. And if people hadn't held out their hand to me to lead me out of that pit of darkness and that hell, fear and terror and it was horrible most of my life. What can I say? These people are human beings and everybody's loved equally by God, and I love everybody too, and it's great to see people who are living in homes coming and joining in with us. If we become united, we can rebuild a Santa Cruz, a beautiful Santa Cruz. But divided, we're going to fall flat on our asses, if you'll pardon me, Lord. Excuse me. But I want to help, and I want to be part of it. And after all, I went to jail for sleeping and feeding the hungry. I guess I want to be part of the peaceful part, too. And it's a joy to see everybody and to be here.
Yeah, I want to say that I'm from Poland.
At this point in time, gentlemen, for posterity, we will say we are here, and we want you to recognize us.
Would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on here today?
Hopefully it might make a better life for us. Amen. That's it.
Amen to that. Would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on?
I'm here because I was hungry. I just got out of jail 2 days ago. I didn't have no place else to go.
Right.
So, you know, I know a lot of street people, and street people love me, and I love them. That's why I'm on the street.
Amen. All right. Thank you.
Thank God for the people.
Yeah. So would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on here today?
Oh, I want to help support the homeless, especially here in Santa Cruz, the way they treat them. They dehumanize the problem of homelessness. And I was homeless. I had lived in my car for 5 years up in Sonoma County. And it was not fun, let me tell you. But I finally was able to get the paperwork together, medical-wise and lawyer-wise, to get my SSI, and now I have my own little place, thank God.
All right, thank you. So would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on here today?
Well, I'm from Mike Wilson from the Santa Barbara Homeless Coalition, and I was at the April 2nd and 3rd statewide Sacramento conference where Santa Cruz was designated as a meeting place for homeless advocates and people around the state to discuss the problems and try to come up with solutions. And basically, I felt it was important enough to put my time and effort into, and from looking around now, and I see several hundred people here from all over the state. I'm reassured to see others from around the state feel the same way.
Would you like to say a few words about how you got here?
Well, we put together a walk from Santa Barbara to Santa Cruz, and took about 52 days of actual walking. It was a wonderful experience. We got to meet a lot of people, and we got to get the word out through the newspaper and the television stations and the radio all up the coast about the July 4th conference here and inviting people to come on up.
All right. Thank you.
To say a few words about why you're here and what this sign is about?
Maybe a little later, not right now.
Okay, thank you.
Pardon me?
You folks like to say something about why you're here and what's going on here in the park today? Would you like to say a few words about what's going on here today and what this is all about?
This is about humanitarian issues, the plight of the oppressed, poor, and homeless. This is to bring about healing, to create a better situation here in the Santa Cruz area and outlying areas as far as liable, viable tent city goes, as far as working on humanitarian issues and creating positiveness versus confrontation and conflict.
Amen.
Thank you.
Would you like to say a few words about why you're here today and what's going on?
Well, we're just observers, and the reason we're here, I suppose, is because we were concerned about the counter demonstration and hoping there wouldn't be any conflict between the parties. So we are here to see if anything like that happens, and we hope nothing does. It certainly looks like a perfectly peaceful little group so far.
All right. And, thank you. Yeah. Anything more?
I just wish that a gathering of standard citizens could be this peaceable, frankly. It would be a lot easier country to live in.
Thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
Could I ask you, would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on here today and what you see, what your sentiments are and all?
Well, that's a good question. Why am I here? It's like I got stuck out in the streets. You know, I'm trying to get off of drugs and trying to keep off of drugs and alcohol. I lost my job, and then I found out I lost my home, and you know, my priorities right now are to my drugs recovery, you know, trying to stay clean, and well, I go down and get me another job, and it's like DMVs took my driver's license.
Yeah.
And why? Because I lost my job, because I couldn't keep up with my insurance and this and that, you know. So, and I'm a class one driver's license.
Uh-huh.
I've got a class one.
Uh-huh.
And with a class one driver's license, I could go to work tomorrow, but you know, with all these bullshit laws that they've got put in, I mean, right and left, I mean, you know, I lost my driver's license again, and I can't go back to work, and with, you know, it's a catch-22.
Yeah.
I can't work until I get my driver's license squared away. I don't have the money to do that because I'm not working. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit. So basically, I'm here because I guess to be free, you got to have money.
Yeah.
To be American, to be free, you got to have money, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more there. There's something about, I don't know, it's, what was I thinking? Oh, yeah, so, you know, it's just plain mismanagement by the government.
Yeah.
So I got registered to vote, and all the incumbents, I voted them out of office.
Yeah.
And
let me ask you another question. You recently lost your job?
I recently lost a job.
Well, tell me how helpful are the local government agencies and charitable organizations in helping you out? Is there that much help out there?
Yeah, no. It's like, okay, capable of staying eating at the Catholic Kitchen. Now that's a charitable organization. I'm also staying at the Vietnam Veterans of California Starlight program. It's a DUCE program at the Starlight Hotel in Santa Rosa, California.
Yeah.
And what it is it's run by the VA Vietnam Veterans, but it's not a VA organization.
It's charitable.
It's charitable. The state ain't doing nothing for me.
The state's not doing anything.
I can't qualify for unemployment. I can't do this. I can't do that. Welfare, I have no home address, you know, until I just got my home address because of this charitable organization. Other than that, I was sleeping in my car.
How about any kind of retraining programs?
I'm looking into them, but for VA, I got to be laid off 15 out of 16 weeks to qualify for one. I'm looking into my resources. Right now, I was more worried about food on the table.
And bureaucracy?
Well, yeah. You know, it's just like, well, with worried about the food on the table, who's worried about a job? You know,
yeah.
You're nickel diamond and you're panhandling. I felt really bad about that. I tried once, and the look that the person got on their face, I just, oh, no, can't do that again.
Yeah.
But what happened was I got put in this VVC, Veterans of Vietnam, California.
veterans of Vietnam in California. What we did was, you know, they said, hey, look, here's sources of income, check into them, you know, gave me phone numbers and, you know, a way to check into it. But right now, yeah, I'm just putting my head back down the ground. But when I was in my car, I was worried about being, you know, given a ticket, losing my license, getting arrested, losing all, everything else that was in the car, you know. I put everything in the car and moved out of my house, and now where do I stay? You know, I got to worry about this damn cop pulling me over and giving me a ticket and saying, hey, you're arrested for driving without a driver's license, and then impounding my car. And then what, some jerk that drives a tow truck gets my car and everything else that I own?
Yeah.
And all I'm capable of carrying off is what I've got?
Right.
You know, and is that cop going to let me carry a traveling bag? No, man, all he's doing is arresting... Fuck those pigs.
Yeah.
That's exactly my sentiment as far as the government's concerned. I go walking on down the street, and if I don't cross the street properly, you know, do I get a ticket for jaywalking? And then what happens? I go to court and fix that up. What do I get? Tax without proper representation.
Really?
That's exactly what we're
like
doing
July
right now.
July 4th, Independence Day?
July the 4th, man, this seems exactly what's going on here. You know, here I joined the service, went in, gave up my, you know, I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah?
Hey, shit, man. And then here it is. This seems exactly what needs to be going on is 4th of July, you know? The movie. Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, it's like, it's sad that our government is doing what it's doing, you know? Mismanaging everything. I mean, we should be running our cars on alcohol instead of this petroleum.
Yeah.
And all centralized, you know, sources of that. And it's just taxing us because they're mismanaging everything, you know? And it's scary out in the streets.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to worry about somebody slicing your throat, but a cop throwing you in jail.
Yeah.
You can't be free.
Right.
You know?
Sort of blame the homeless. Blame the homeless for everything, right?
Well, it's basically, you know, it's an immature statement on their part because, you know, it's a form of denial.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're denying that they exist because they can't deal with the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really immature where instead of, you know, just having a good time and being happy and letting things go, they got some redneck, ignorant cop out there, you know, beating people up. I mean, I've noticed several people looking around and saying, hey, look at that over there. There's the cops already, you know. And I don't know.
Well, have a good one.
You too.
If you can.
Yeah, I will.
Are you doing this for yourself? Is this for your own?
No, this is for a homeless table.
Well, I think everybody that's here is here by choice.
Huh?
I said everybody that's here is here by choice.
Yeah?
Because they don't want to be ran, you know, told what to do being in them shelters.
Well, what are you doing here? Why are you here?
Why am I here? Because I enjoy my freedom.
Uh-huh.
I like to be told when to do or what to do.
Uh-huh.
Say, I'm a grown man. I'm 40 years old. I don't need nobody to tell me what to do.
Uh-huh.
I've lived this long. I'm going to continue living.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for about 14 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty reasonable.
So was that by choice or something?
Yeah, by choice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by choice.
All right.
Like the guy's sign right there said, Jesus was homeless by choice. So are a lot of us.
Yeah, I see.
A lot of us are.
Yeah.
Carry my own home, tan, everything. I just go anywhere and sleep. What we got to do.
All right.
Just never give up.
All right. Anybody like to say a few words about why you're here and what's going on?
What are you representing there?
This is a tape for the homeless table.
Oh, well, speaking for myself, I'm here to support the homeless in their efforts and to observe what's going on so that there will be they will have a peaceful demonstration.
Are you from Santa Cruz?
I'm from Santa Cruz, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else like to say
I'm in the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And so they are... Maybe I should let Pat say that.
Yeah, I'm from Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, and we have been discussing what we could do to help at our board meetings for the last few months. And we have... This lady here collected hundreds and hundreds of muffins. And while we support our city council in their efforts to keep the city running smoothly, we have the empathy and the feeling that the homeless situation is much broader than just where to sleep for that one particular night. And so we work towards having a different budget that would put low-income housing as a top priority and military spending as maybe one of the lowest priorities.
Thank you.
I just feel that we need to pay attention to this issue, that it is not by choice that people are homeless. And for those people who say that, that's a denial of the real issue and the real problem. And I think we have to handle it on not just a local level, but on a national level, and get our officials in Washington to get off their duffs and do something about it. Because it's not going to go away, and it's going to grow, and we're going to have real trouble on our hands if they don't do something soon.
Talking about this homeless by choice, do you think you could tell at a distance that somebody was homeless by choice?
No, I don't think you can tell that at all. I don't think you can tell it any more than you can tell somebody's religion or somebody's sexual preference by looking at anybody. And I think that everybody has a right to make that choice. However, I do think that more of the homeless are homeless not by choice, but because they have no other alternative, because of the situation that exists in the communities and in the whole country.
It's very good. It's Westbrook.
Yeah? What do you see happening today? Why are you here?
Well, I'm with the Berkeley Homeless Union.
Uh-huh.
And she's right. A lot of people are not, like they said, homeless by choice. I mean, they can't afford housing. I mean, if a lot of people are in GA or SSI. I mean, with SSI, you're getting more money. But with GA, $340 a month, then how are you supposed to afford housing? How are you going to eat? You know, what we need is more affordable housing for the homeless people.
Uh-huh. All right. It was a nice ride down from Berkeley?
Yeah.
How's Berkeley these days? Is there a camping ban, sleeping ban up there? Are people arrested for sleeping?
No, but the cops were like arresting people for sleeping in the park during daytime just this past week, but now we stopped that. I mean, they stopped it, and so we're not really having too much. I mean, we're still having problems, but we have other organizations like Cop Watch, which take incident reports from the homeless people when the cops arrest them and stuff like that. So.
Cop Watch, huh?
Yeah, Cop Watch.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, thank
you. So would you like to say a few words about why you're here? Or what do you see going on with the...
I'm here because I don't see any reason why people shouldn't have housing. I mean, housing is a right for everybody. It's in the Constitution. And people are being oppressed and abused, and there's no reason for that. There's abuse by the cops. There's abuse by other civilians.
Yeah.
I think there's a big need to educate everybody about how the situation has come to be and what it's like now.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you. Would you like to say a few words about why you're here and what do you see going on today?
Well, I see a lot of things I want to change myself.
Yeah.
And the Oakland Union of the Homeless. So we came out at Santa Cruz to see if we can help Santa Cruz homeless, you know.
Right. You came down
support their action.
Yeah. You came down from Oakland?
Yeah, support Santa Cruz action.
Welcome down.
Well, you know, any town that have trouble with the law enforcement, homeless, have to deal with homeless, you know, we go to different towns.
Right.
You know, to support.
What do you call your organization?
Oakland Union of the Homeless.
Oakland Union of the Homeless. All right. Does Oakland have anything like the camping ban law that they have down here in Santa Cruz,
no,
where they can arrest you for sleeping?
We stopped that before.
We stopped
that before it started.
All right.
You know, because they was trying that, so we just got out of tents and we slept at parks.
All right.
So the law in Oakland, they is on our side now.
All right.
That's what I've tried to do in the last 2 weeks. My reference was boys coming in contact with the counter demonstration, and that they were more comfortable with just doing their own thing, not crossing paths with them and going forward with the police. The schedule just laid out that we would go to the county building and have a rally.
We want housing.
We want housing.
We want housing.
We want
housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want housing. We want too many trucks.
We are veterans too! We are Americans too!
We are veterans too!
Okay, now county building, folks, is close by. County building is right over here. It's actually right there. That large building there. So what you should do is you should sort of start migrating and find yourself a comfortable spot on the grass and continue our talk there. Yeah, so we do this as a march with some speaking as we go, perhaps a little chanting.
Yeah.
Let people know how we feel about what's going on here. Why don't we begin down here. We're going to go to the county building now. Grab a sign if you got one.
Hey, can I, who's that? Who's that?
I'm looking for this sign. Is your sign?
Yes, I am.
Let's go ahead, dude. Let's get together.
I think that's exactly what
we're going to be coming back here later for another meal, but now it's lunch time.
Yeah.
Why do you have to bother children with this stupid shit?
Not helping. Hold it. Not helping.
Dorothy, what did you say?
Turn around.
Hold on.
It says the home is still on free. And at the moment,
where are you? Would you like to say a few words about heading over here for the speeches?
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I was a little amazed at the other group. I thought it was kind of irresponsible for them after we kind of walked the extra mile to make sure, you know, we weren't the ones to try to create a volatile situation for them to come by. Sure, help yourself, bro.
Right, what do you think about them driving cars by out there like that?
Well, I don't mind them driving by, but I mean, you know, for them to sit there and start heckling and stuff like that, this, you know, it's the kind of thing that could get out of hand and suck everybody into their anger and anxiety.
Yeah, I heard you talking back there about their anger. What do you think about that? What is that?
I think a lot of it has to do with just fear of the unknown, a lot of stereotypes, and other than that, I'm at a loss, and it's a mystery to me like anybody else.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Would you like to say a few words about what's going on here, what was going on back there with the cars driving by?
Well, I think that the homeless community in Santa Cruz voted to try to avoid any potential for conflict because they were both concerned for the future discussion of homelessness in this community and also for the welfare of the city as a whole, and made a very responsible decision to move the action, and that the other counter-demonstrators, knowing that, obviously very intentionally came over here anyway, even though we had made a clear choice to avoid being in their path. And I think that needs to just be on record for itself, that they came over here and sought people out and were, I think, attempting to kind of up the ante and see what kind of flare-ups could be created. And I really respect and admire the community here for responding the way they did and just going on with their own action.
Thank you.
Fired up. Fired up.
sessions they're having. Are you going to the park right now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to come back here.
I'm
sorry.
Give people a chance from each area to speak as well. Because this is a statewide struggle. In San Francisco tomorrow, as I understand it, police are going to begin clearing the Civic Center Park. Forcing people to leave a place they've slept in for years. They put out some limited social services and they're using it as a pretext to pull out their pull off the soft gloves and move in and roll everybody out of there. In Santa Cruz, what we've got here is a situation where there's a law. And that law is called the Santa Cruz Sleeping Ban. What that ban does is it makes every person who is homeless outside or in her car or under a bridge or falls asleep at a cup of coffee in a restaurant liable to arrest and ticketing after 11 o'clock at night. Now, that the police in this town don't always enforce this law. It's not like they run around the streets enforcing it on every single occasion. But they do enforce it. And they particularly enforce it against those people who have been trying to change that law, who have been protesting that law, who have been trying to get the city council, which has the option by a majority vote to change that law. They're just to consider it, to hold public hearings on it. That's all that's being asked. And that has been consistently refused year after year by the city council. In fact, they've become so militant and so unwilling to consider the wishes of their own homeless population, they actually arrest people at council meetings for speaking. This happened to me, it's happened to other people. Not for disrupting the meeting, but for speaking beyond their 3-minute time limit. So, we're here to talk about homeless issues all over the state. We're going to hear speakers from every locality that's come here. But I think we should start with Santa Cruz. We should start with the people who are here. Start with the people who have been in the middle of this struggle here in Santa Cruz. And I guess the guy I'm looking for right now is Jay Green. Because this man, Jay Green.
So I'll still be very much active in the protest and in negotiations that seem to be going on. My current tally is pretty high now, so I'm going to lighten up on the civil disobedience for the purpose of promoting the discussions and essentially peace talks between the government and the street people. It seems there's been a pretty hot going war for a long time, and I'm looking for a peaceful solution to it.
Amen.
And I want to remind everybody here that this is your Congress. It's for the purpose of your opening your voice and speaking out, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time with my mind. Express your own opinions, express them to each other, express them to the people you feel represent you, and then go home and tell them what's going on and get more input and just keep the lines of communication open and going and alive, and we'll get the message through. Thank you.
I'd like to see the hands of people Santa Cruz or those who want to speak here at today. Okay, we got a number of people. Let me start with this hardworking guy off to the side who was supplying the music for us all in about an hour. His name is Sawe.
What?
One of those
what's happening,
Robert? I
haven't
read, actually.
So, are you from down around here?
Part-time job. I was a driver for Caravan, which is a transportation company for disabled people. And one night I had a really, really bad and very intense argument with my girlfriend. And we both decided that the best thing to do would be for me to move out. And I moved out the next day and went and stayed with friends. And I had about $25 in my bank account, and that was it. And I used up my stay with friends. They were very generous, but there was no way that I could crash at their house for 2 to 3 months as I was looking to save up for first, last, and deposit. If you have $25 to your name, it costs about $900 to get into a room in Santa Cruz. The average rent here is something like $300. Okay. So I stayed with some friends for a week. I stayed with some other friends for 2 weeks. And then I went out to the University of Santa Cruz with a tent that I had borrowed from some of my friends and pitched it up there in the woods, and I was busted within 1 week and forced to move off of campus in the middle of the night. It was 3 in the morning. So I went back to my friend's house, and at this point I was getting really desperate. I was still holding my job, and I was really frustrated and very, very scared. So I called up all the social services. I looked in the People's Yellow Pages. I called up the River Street Shelter. Everything was full, all the beds were taken. I called up First Step Family Shelter. I called up Life Family Center, which is a Christian group. Everything was full. I called up Peter Carota's River Street Kitchen. We have a shelter up there. It was full. Everything was full. So the people in Santa Cruz who say that there are adequate services for the 1,900 homeless people in this county, that's a mistake. It's not true. There are not adequate services. I know. So after I tried everything, in desperation, I went down to the homeless table. It was the first time that I'd ever gone down there. I passed by it. Suddenly, I find myself down there asking the people behind the table, Jay and Norman, right over here, hey, where do you guys sleep? Right here, they said. Don't you get ticketed? Don't you get harassed? Yeah, they said, we do. Jay or someone, Norman, pulled out his wad of tickets and showed it to me. I went, my God. But I figured it's a 10-minute bike ride from Caravan, which is over off of Ocean Street. I could get there at work in the morning. So, water by the post office became my home. And I was arrested and cited twice on 2 different nights. For violation of the camp commands, Robert was just talking about. And I went to court for that. And a week later, it took me about a week to get another job. I got a job as a live-in care provider for retarded folks. And right now I'm doing construction and I'm subletting a house. So I'm not homeless anymore. But I just want to say that anybody can become homeless.
Right.
Country that lazy people become homeless, and that people are homeless because they're lazy. That's not true. It was hard to be homeless. It was hard to sleep out there on the sidewalk
and wake up at 4 a.m. shivering, and I couldn't feel my toes because it was cold. And then an hour later to get arrested or cited by the police for sleeping, and then to go into work the next day and be there on time. And to have my stuff spread out in 3 different locations around town and wonder, where am I going to take a shower? I had stuff stored in the coat room at my job. It takes work to survive on the street. And I want to say to all of you here who've been I was on the street for a week. I had resources in town, I was staying with friends, and I just want to say to the people here in Santa Cruz and in any other part of California, anywhere, who's been homeless and who is homeless now, I just, you know, more power to you. Keep on going. Keep, you know, we're strong. We can do it.
Because when he protested an incident of police brutality, we had a small parade here a month ago. He was invited in to discuss that with the police. They said they were to discuss the possibility of dealing with the sergeant who had attacked the man on the street. And when we got to the police station, they invited us in and said, let's talk. When we went into the police station, they gave us tickets. We were invited to the police station to negotiate, and what were we get? We got tickets. He got because you're here. That's why we're getting some different treatment. And I really appreciate your coming here. Makes sense to ticket people for sleeping and then go home. They're going to go home to their beds. But a lot of people here tonight aren't going to go home to beds, yet they're still here. And that says something. I'd like to talk to, ask some of the people who are coming from out of town now to speak about.
Hey, Robert, I wanted to say something.
Okay, well, a quick statement from another Santa Cruz person, but that's this is going to be the last one for the moment because you want to kind of go around and talk to Oakland people and other people coming from out of town.
Yeah.
Quick.
Okay. I'm no politician, but I want to thank the people that came from outside of town. My name is El Clavo, the Nail, and I want to say that because I'm not a politician, I can sort of talk in a way that people may think I'm putting down people, but I'm not. I'm just seeing things. And I'm seeing that when people came from Europe, we gave them a free home in the woods, but we never busted them for sleeping. And now when we try to sleep with Mother Earth, we get a fucking ticket. And I'm trying to say is that is not right, because our home is Mother Earth. It's not a building.
We're going to have some more Santa Cruz speakers, but first I'd like to introduce George Solis, who's going to speak. George has done incredible organizing work to get you folks here, and he's got a statement from Mitch Snyder in Washington, D.C. Most of us probably know who Mitch Snyder is. Mitch is the head of the Creative Community for Nonviolence. His work set up the largest shelter in Washington, and he's currently fighting in Washington because Washington has repealed its own shelter ordinance and now feels there is no right to sleep in Washington, D.C. The winters are cold in Washington, D.C. So here's George Solis of the UP, Sonoma County Union of the Homeless.
Santa Cruz for a warm welcome for all of us out-of-towners, or as full towners would call them, outside agitators. We heard that in the 60s, and it was bullshit then, and it's bullshit now. I talked to Mitch Snyder a few days ago. They have a lot of work to do in Washington with all the cuts in social services. 1,000 points of light are going out, and they're trying to keep them lit. But he sent this message to all of you. Dear friends, because of equally intense battles here in Washington, D.C., I can't be with you in person in Santa Cruz for the first Homeless Congress. Know that if it were at all possible, I would be there. We are in solidarity with your efforts to decriminalize and end homelessness in Santa Cruz, California, and throughout the country. Let there be justice, and then there may be peace. God bless you all, Mitch Snyder. We welcome even the red shirts to this crowd because they're going to hear us, they're going to disagree with us, but somewhere in the middle of their sleep, I've got to find a word of truth. And that a community is not a commodity. It's not something that's bought by merchants. It's not something that this country is not only about business. And a wealthy community isn't figured in dollar amounts. It's figured in the fact that everyone is safely housed, is adequately fed, and is treated equally before the law. Thank you.
Okay, now we're gonna first spin through some of the folks again who are from other communities, and then we're gonna return to Santa Cruz.
Oak Town.
Okay.
Okay. First, we have a spokesperson. Who's the spokesperson for Oak?
Oak Town.
Oak Town.
Gerald Waldron from the Oakland Union of the Homeless and Asked. The Oakland Union of the Homeless is probably the most successful group dealing with homeless problems that I've heard of. They have sat in the buildings and they have changed real policy up in Oakland. They've been dragged away, but they came back. Here they are.
Thank you. First thing, let's get one thing clear. We are not trash. We're not helpless. We're not the criminals. We're not trash. We're not helpless. And we are not criminals. What we are human beings. Some of us homeless, some of us not. All of us at risk. All of us are at risk. In Oakland, we've had a tremendous amount of trouble. We've been labeled criminals from the police department to city government. But we come to find out that they're the criminals. They're the ones that are telling us that no, we're not going to support your living habits. We're not going to support you with a roof. We're not going to support you with a food voucher. We're not going to support you with medical care. You women with children, find some place for your children to sleep. We're not going to do that. You know, but we don't agree with that. No, we fight back. We're not a violent organization by any means. We're not a violent organization. But we are a dedicated organization. And everything that we do, we dedicate for human rights as long as civil rights. Housing has always been an issue, not just in Oakland, not just here in Santa Cruz, but across the United States, across the world. And the only way we're going to solve this problem is to stand up. Let our voices be heard. If it takes a civil disobedience, if it takes a direct action, if it takes 27 years in jail, Nelson Mandela, I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
We'll do that. But this is where our hope comes from, is standing tall, working together, fighting together. If it takes a protest, let's do that together. But one thing we don't want to do together is watch people die in abandoned cars. We don't want to watch women and children sleep under bridges. We don't want to watch people in doorways. We don't want to tell your next kin that we found you next to a dumpster, but the coroner's office couldn't identify you, but I can. We don't want to do those things, no. We want to see you in fair, decent, affordable housing. And the way to do that is to stand up and make your voices heard.
Michael Levis from San Francisco. Yeah. Here's San Francisco. In San Francisco, there's a real crisis coming up because tomorrow, as I was saying, the police are moving in. So let's hear what Mike has to say.
Okay, I've been there 5 years, and you know I'm from Hayward in Watts, California, but the police have to be 4 times because I was a veteran panhandling on Stockton and Maryland. People just give me all kind of money. I've been here 4 years, 5 years, panhandling, living on the streets, didn't have some nobody. Finally, I got a job. Now, the thing what I'm mad about is the money in San Francisco is not being spent on the homeless project. Nothing. Nothing at all. And why is that? Why is this mayor kicking these people out of the civic center when Mayor Feinstein didn't do that? Why is he doing it? We don't know why he's starting to ticket everybody. somebody put everybody in jail that's homeless that want to work. There's a lot of homeless people who want to work, but they get turned down because they're homeless. They don't have no place to stay. They think that you can't take a shower, you can't be clean, and every time you're coming to work, all you gotta do is go out to the ocean. You can't be clean and go to work. You know, I live on 250 Kearney Street at Stafford Hotel. I don't like living there in rat infected place and mouses and everything, and that India or whatever he is, he treats you like an animal. And what he does with his money every 2 months and take it home. Why? That's what he does every 2 months. He flies to India and take his money home. So I don't want to stay there, spend my money there. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm mad about that. I had an incident Saturday when the fire department came there, and I was involved in an incident. A young lady told me to go into my room because I was involved with a brother getting burned up in his room. He was asleep with his TV set on, and around the corner in another room, my mattress was on fire, and he was asleep. And I knew him. His name is Africa. He's a good friend of mine. It doesn't make any sense. And that young lady told me to go to my room. I got very mad. See, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I do have Agent Orange, and I do know somebody else. So I'm thinking about taking her to court and seeing why she told me to go to my room. When I tried to tell the fire department, there's a young man in his room with the TV set on, sleep when the fire was going on. That's all I wanted to let them know. That was wrong for them to not even let him know that. Now, let him know that the fire's going on. It doesn't make any sense. You got to get out of the building when the fire's going on, no matter where it is. You don't know how fast it's going to spray it. Thank you.
Right.
I like it.
My name's Curtis Gray. I'm from Berkeley Union of Homeless. I was homeless for 2.5 to 3 years. I now have a job. I'm a perfect example that if you give a homeless person a chance, they can get off the street. But what bothers me in Berkeley is we've had a hotel that sat empty for 4 years. In 1986, it was burned in an arson fire. The low-income people that were there were kicked out, and the city council has refused to do anything with it, even though there's a nonprofit agency in Berkeley that would like to take it and convert it back into low-income housing. Recently, 3 or 4 months ago, the city of Berkeley tried to pass a daytime camping ordinance in the community. We organized the homeless people, and we went to a Parks and Rec Commission meeting, and we got defeated before it ever went to city council.
M-I-C-A.
Recently, we took over our house. The first time in the East Bay that any activists have ever been charged with commercial burglary for taking over an empty house. We go to court for the 13th of this month to face a commercial burglary charge for taking over an empty house. But this isn't going to stop us. The fight has to go on. There has to be people in every community that are willing to take up the fight, commit nonviolent civil disobedience when it's necessary. Recently, our lawyers got together. The police were coming to people's hearts, throwing homeless people's property away. We recently won an injunction against the University of California person from destroying the homeless people's property and people's hearts.
First, I'd like to have somebody from San Jose speak, because that's the area we haven't heard yet.
Sympathy for all you Santa Cruz people out here. Hey, up there in San Jose, they're doing something. We got our places and houses because we pushed so hard to get it. We had to push. We pushed so hard where these people got sick of seeing our face every day. But they gave us a house. They got their low housing income people to come down. They set up the Guadalupe Project down here in San Jose. Me and my girlfriend Carol over here was a fine example. All we're waiting for is our key to get in our house. So you Santa Cruz people in Oakland and Berkeley and Hayward and everywhere else around the South Bay here, you stick with it. Stay strong, people. You stay strong. We're all number one. Raise free to color skin, but let's do it. What we need right now is a house and a home. And I know there's a lot of goodwill people out here. You know, hey, the dirtiest man you might see on the streets these days can be the best man you'll ever meet in your life.
Yeah! I'd like to have a Santa Barbara person speak, since we're trying to get every locality represented. We've had almost everybody from different areas in the north. Here's a man from the south. Santa Barbara is a town where they actually did abolish their sleeping ban in 1986. It was people like Mike who were sitting in month after month after month at City Hall down there, and Mitch Snyder, his campaign to go to Santa Barbara, come to Santa Barbara, go to sleep, go to jail, that resulted in Santa Barbara's changing its sleeping law so that it became legal to sleep in Santa Barbara. It became legal to sleep, but now they're trying to turn back the clock. And maybe Mike can talk about this. Mike is also notorious in this region because he walked up from Santa Barbara. He walked with a shopping cart, an American flag, and a Coleman stove 280 miles from Santa Barbara. Laws and changing laws that make homeless people criminals. And when he, through every jurisdiction he went, well, why don't you tell him, Mike? You could tell
him.
In every county he went through, although he was walking on the highway in many cases where it said no pedestrians, California Highway Patrol come up to him and say, what are you doing? And they say, well, I'm doing a peace walk because there's a need to change the laws in Santa Cruz and other counties because people get arrested just for sleeping, fills the jail, doesn't make any sense, costs lots of money, it's no good.
Yeah.
And the cop said, go ahead, keep on going. But you know what happened when he got to Santa Cruz County? He got arrested. Not with one squad car, not with two, not with three, but four squad cars arrested this dangerous criminal walking on the highway. But he's back, and here he is, Mike Wilson from Santa Barbara.
This town has $138 sleeping tickets. Doesn't take many of them before you owe lots of jail time. Doesn't take many at all. I find it hard to believe that a town that wants to attract tourists just increasingly and repeatedly dives in to controversial issues like some people's food is to be found in dumpsters. There is no place to sleep. You cannot take a shower. We will steal your possessions as if they had no price. As if the only picture you had left of a departed person that's confiscated from you and thrown in the trash is not priceless. As if you could put a price on the only bedroll you have. You know, we live in a fishbowl. We live in a fishbowl out here. And if all they can find against us is that we need some sleep occasionally and we have to void our bladder, you know, then I question the legality of that. I'm going to continue to question the legality of it. Thank you all for coming here. All
right.
And it's not over. This is just the first step in a long journey. Thank you.
Okay, I want you to know that this is not going to be the only opportunity to speak. In other words, we are going to be speaking all afternoon. This thing may give out, but we're going to keep talking anyway. We're going to be talking to each other. So this is a pretty hot area to be speaking in. We're going to be, later on, about an hour and a half from now, after the march, we're going to be in the benchlands in the shade. It's actually going to be more comfortable to talk and to hear each other talk. But here's a woman who's been standing here waiting to talk. Or I don't know how long you've been waiting here to talk, but what's your name?
Ann Arnold. I'm president of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. In Wilf and in the community are here as observers, first to welcome you from the other communities and to know that what you are bringing here will hopefully make some difference. We want to make sure that the homeless are taken care of. We look at a broader picture that this national housing problem has to be solved really nationally and internationally. We work towards a budget that would mean low-income housing, take it away from the military, and let's have it for low-income housing.
All right.
And just one other thing is that we hope that your being here will perhaps make it possible for you to, some of your leaders from other areas, will make it possible for some kind of reconciliation with our city council. They are very good on many issues. Our will supports our city council. We just want to make sure that the laws are correct and that First Amendment rights are given to everyone, no matter who they are, whether they have a home or not. So let's try to make that an era of reconciliation.
In this area was sponsored by the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. So even though I don't agree with every position they have, I certainly respect that, and I thank you. Somebody behind me wanted to speak.
Hey,
here you are. Okay, Pam. Pam from the Oakland Union of the Homeless. Pam.
I know a lot of people don't know what my name is, but I'm Pam. I've been 3 times homeless. I'm with the Oakland Union of the Homeless. I had to say this because my compadre said just about a mouthful a few minutes ago, Gerald, but I wanted to let you know that our struggle is the same as yours. About a year or two ago, we took over a park, an old man's park.
Yeah, brother, right on. Ain't no fiddle.
What had happened in that park is that they had taken everyone's possessions out, threw them away, and told everyone that they could not sleep in the park. And they boarded up the bathrooms. So what we did as a union, we all got together. We decided to have a march down through the park toward the doors, off of the restroom. Then we marched to the Hyatt Regency and began to take over the Hyatt Regency, which we did not do. But that's what Oakland is about. We think big. You know, I'm going to tell you guys, what I've seen here today, the little meeting that we had in the park, I see a little passive, submissive group. Now let me let you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Because of the type of people that you have around here in these red shirts and things that are constantly intimidating you, you can't sleep nowhere. Everywhere you go, you're going to get arrested. I can understand that type of attitude that you have. But you know, you asked Oakland to be here in solidarity, and you asked a very powerful thinking group. We don't back down.
That's right.
When Mandela came here, he said he's going to push on forward. You know, and it's only going to depend on one thing. There's only one thing you guys have to remember. It's like these people here on my shirt. It says Marcus, Malcolm, Mark, Marley, Mandela, and me.
All right.
And it's not going to be that hard. All you got to do is listen to the people. When we get ready to go over here and talk, we're going to tell you how to put it together and fight on their level now.
We've got a man from Orange County, deep in Orange County, is going to speak. Then we're going to have a local fellow, Bruce Van Allen, who's been on the city council. He's actually one of the few council people, maybe he'll correct me on this, who is actually opposed current enforcement of the sleeping ban. And after that, we got a man who's going to play a guitar and sing his song about homelessness, Mark Levy. And we're going to have more speakers after that, and we're going to keep on talking until we all get blue in the face. So, it's 12 o'clock, I've been told. High noon. And we're all here. Nobody's beaten up. Nobody's lying out flat on the ground. We're all fine. So everybody can express their opinions. That's what this is all about. Okay.
I want to say something right now.
Yeah, well, hang on a second. Let's do it person by person here. Okay, my name is Dr. Michael Zinn. I'm from Orange County. And 2 years ago, I didn't know a whole lot about the homeless people, but 2 years ago, I got run over by a yacht and a kayak. My son and I were out in a bay kayaking. We got run over by a drunk in a yacht. And I had so many physical injuries that I lost my practice. I lost my little boy at 2 years old. I lost my family. I lost my house. I lost everything I own. I was paid $78,000 worth of medical bills since that time. My medical insurance went from $98 a month to $530 a month until I couldn't pay anymore. Then I found out that the state of California had passed a law in 1988 saying that unless the actions of an insurance company are despicable, you can't sue them. So I had no recourse. And now I'm living in Santa Cruz and just starting a practice here, and I'm taking every bit of money I'm getting and putting it into medical treatment for myself. But I wanted to stand up and be counted as far as being a homeless person. I am a homeless person. I'm living in a van. I went to school for 16 years to become a doctor. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, and I worked real hard to get where I was. and I'm not willing to not work. It's just that I was in so much pain that I vomited from the pain daily. And I think this is not an area issue of city anymore. This is an issue of this country. I think this country has sold out. And I think that one of the things that I learned in the service was when a country's in distress, you put the American flag upside down. That's what needs to be done here. People need to stand it up, stand up and count it. And I'm one of them. Thank you, Michael. Okay, now, next speaker is, do we have Bruce here? Bruce Run?
I'll let Sherry go first.
Before we have Bruce, we have Sherry Connable. Sherry is a local Santa Cruz activist. She organized Earth Day, and she's been working very hard to make sure that this demonstration is well observed and that folks that ran through the demonstration with their cars honking and their red shirts blaring get a chance to have their say, but just that, just to have their say. Just like we get to have our say. So here's Sherry.
Well, you turn yours upside down.
So my name is Sherry, and I want to thank you all for coming down here today. I've been one of the people in the middle of organizing this event so that we could come here today and do the work that we need to do together, so that our rights of free assembly and of free speech would be respected, and so that the possibility that this would be really a peaceful and nonviolent demonstration would be carried forward.
All right. Okay.
When I first came to Santa Cruz 12 years ago, I lived on the North County beaches for 4 months with my 7-year-old son. It took that much time for me to find a place that I could afford to live in and that somebody would welcome a single mother with a child into. And about a month ago, I decided that this was an issue of paramount importance not only to this community, but to the nation as a whole. So I want to talk a little bit about home, because we all have a home, and that home is called Planet Earth. We've all been born onto this planet, and we have a right to be here. We have a right to certain levels of decency, dignity, and respect.
Here.
And I believe that we came onto this planet on a certain journey, and that journey is about love, it's about caring, it's about holding each other, it's about circles, it's about tenderness, it's about gentleness. It's about reaching out with a helping hand when someone needs help. Because all of us have been in the situation where we needed help, and we know how that feels, whether we're homeless or not. There are many, many people here in this community, and I want to speak very honestly today. I think this is an issue that is kind of tearing at the heart of Santa Cruz right now. There are many people here among us today, myself included, who have done a lot of work over the last couple of decades for peace, for social justice, for seniors, for health care, for child care. And many of them are coming forward here today and are going to continue to come forward and say, this is a priority and now. It is not acceptable to have people who do not have a safe place to sleep at night, who do not have a place to take a shower, who do not have a place to leave just a backpack full of belongings for the day. That those are basic levels of human support that everybody has a right to.
Right.
We are all refugees. So there's been some pain in this community around this issue. And I think there's really a very sincere intent and a heart will right now to move forward on creating real solutions and real help that's needed by people who are in pain and saying, help me, I just need a baseline level of support to lead a decent life.
Go more and organize.
So I want to, you know, really stand with that plea today. And I want to say something a little different about Santa Cruz, because I know that we're here today because many of us are concerned, upset, our hearts ache, and some of us are perhaps outraged about some of what we've seen here in Santa Cruz in response to a people who really need some help. My own belief about Santa Cruz is that the heart and the compassion of this city is deep, it's wide, it's committed. That we can not only turn around what's happening right now, but in fact we can become a model city for a really sensitive and a really caring response for a situation that's only going to grow over the next few years. And I really believe in our possibility to do that. I think we're all here to move that agenda forward. I want to remind you that the local homeless community here voted today to move the demonstration because of a counter-demonstration that was called. Our understanding is some of those people from the counter-demonstration will probably continue during the day to come where we are. And we are here for a peaceful, nonviolent demonstration to talk about just causes and just human needs, that we will maintain that, and that we have a right to do that, and we know where moral justice lies in this situation. Thank you. I thank you for my two sons who are just now making the transition to adulthood, and I see how easily, in a matter of a month or two, they could become homeless, not because they're bad people, but just because luck and the difficulty of making a human journey could have that happen to them as well. So I thank you for myself. I thank you for them. I want to introduce another person now. This is a man who has sat in the past on the Santa Cruz City Council. Bruce related a story to me where he first came to Santa Cruz as kind of a long-haired hippie, that he was denied access to some businesses in town on the basis of the way he looked, even though he had money in his hand. So he has some primary experience of what the issues are here. And he's presently sitting on the board that's going to help define the future of Santa Cruz after the earthquake. And he wanted to share some of his thoughts and feelings today. Bruce Cannon.
Thank you, Sherry. I was mayor of Santa Cruz in 1983, and that was the year that the Reagan recession hit in January of 1983, and people began being out of their homes on a much larger scale. I was called by the head of the local Salvation Army, who said, "Bruce, we can't handle it anymore." And I was told by the school district that there was a huge increase in the number of kids in the schools who reported no home address. And they looked into it and found it was because of people living in their cars with their families. It's gotten worse since then. I feel a little good about having had a chance at that point in 1983 to set up the first shelter network in Santa Cruz, which was a model in those days for what other communities began adopting. Of course, I got into politics in the first place working on rent control and tenant organizing in Santa Cruz in the 70s. We never did get rent control because of the difficulty of that politically, but it has kept me committed to working on affordable housing ever since then, which I still do. Well, it's the 4th of July, Independence Day, and I want to say, what do we have to celebrate? Well, I think there are many things that we in this country, we here in Santa Cruz, can celebrate. We have a great degree of a way of life and a beautiful country and certain freedoms and things like that. But at the same time, there are things that are keeping us from celebrating. And I think the reason that we're here to rally today instead of at the beach is that we're very aware of some of the problems here. Millions of people in our country, the richest country in the world, are out of work. Millions of people don't have homes. Millions of children don't have health care, child care, and a chance to grow up with dignity as full human beings. In a way, there is something we can celebrate today. I think we can celebrate the idea of shelter, because we know. For myself, I live month to month. There's sometimes when I don't have the rent, and I have to call around to friends and borrow the rent. For many people here today, that's not even a possibility, because they don't have the resources or the friends in the community. But think about it, we know in some ways better than anybody else how important shelter is, and I think that's what we're celebrating today, is the shelter that we can see because we don't have it frequently. In the last 100 years, our country has not been able to provide shelter to large numbers of poor and working people. Urban housing has been provided by big companies that build it for their workers. Farm worker housing has been provided by the farmers themselves because the people can't afford it on the wages they pay. In the 20s, our system invented the mortgage loan so that working people could afford to finance their housing. That didn't exist before. And of course, since the 30s and that depression, we're in another one now, but in that depression, the federal government began pumping billions and billions of dollars every year into housing subsidies. Our system does not provide affordable housing. I think that's very clear. Of course, now, in recent years, since the Reagan 80s, almost all of the federal subsidies have been eliminated for housing. That's why a lot of people are on the street. Real estate speculation in Santa Cruz, I have watched it drive the price of housing up here from where you could live in a house in Santa Cruz for 50 bucks a month when I came to Santa Cruz 20 years ago. You know, it's interesting that there's an issue here in Santa Cruz which is not so much the cost of housing, but it's the clash between what you might call the mainstream and what you might call the counterculture. 20 years ago, that clash was just as real. As Sherry mentioned, I and many other sort of counterculture people were refused service in Santa Cruz businesses and were hassled by police repeatedly. We couldn't take a walk in the dark at night without being hassled in this community. That's a different issue from the question of the affordability of housing, but now that housing is so expensive in this town because the real estate speculators get rich by buying and selling our homes and making a profit off it repeatedly, now the counterculture clash has turned into a heavy-duty economic clash over housing and over affordable food and over shelter and other services for poor people. And this is making it harder here. This is making it a situation that is why there was a rally today over at City Hall by the Red Shirts. I believe that as goodwill as those people may have, and I try to believe that everybody acts out of goodwill, that they are organizing largely because of, not because they hate poor people, but because they see people who are on the street as the counterculture that they have hated for 20 years and never changed their position on, never dropped their bigotry about, and never dropped their prejudice. So right now, we have a crisis. We have deepening poverty in the United States that is not getting better. And what I would like to do is share a few thoughts from my experience. I don't have a solution, but I do have some ideas to share and some experience. First of all, let's think about what is the point really for poor and homeless people. I don't think we really want to institutionalize homelessness by sort of creating a niche in society for people that we're denying the economic ability to have a roof over their heads. That's not the point to me.
Everyone should have freedom to live
and now, need to live. Perhaps because I've been on the city council and been mayor, I'm biased, but I feel that the city of Santa Cruz has actually done a fair amount to deal with poverty and the cost of housing in our community. In 1980, this city provided $50,000 a year for social programs, and that was primarily...